And welcome back in. Hour number three of Morning Drive on this Thursday. Great to have you in. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Nick Cale, Braden Gall, Chase McCabe with you live inside of Jack Daniel's Barrel House, Bridgestone Arena. Let's get to some Titans conversation as we welcome in Jason Wolf, Titans beat writer and reporter for the Tennessean. Jason, we appreciate a couple of minutes this morning. How are you, bud?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing excellent. Great to have you on. Let me ask you first and foremost, in the Ndamukong Suh watch, we've seen now in the last, 12, 15 hours or so that the Raiders in that meeting has been canceled. So scratch off one possible destination for Sue. When we talk about the Titans, the Rams, the Saints, how would you handicap the teams from a standpoint of most likely to land Sue's services?
I think that the Rams and the Titans are certainly the top two. I'm not sure which order you want to put them in. I'd probably say Rams first, they both have plenty of cap space, and I'm not in Sue's head. I'm not sure exactly what it is he's looking for. If he's looking for, Los Angeles and to be on what could be a historically good defensive line, or if he's looking for, Tennessee, either one gives him a really good shot at the playoffs. Either one of them should give him a pretty healthy paycheck. And, it's just about where he's most comfortable, who he wants to play for, I think.
Why is Ndamukong Suh a good fit for this locker room, this general manager, this coaching staff, this defense?
Well, I don't know that he's a good fit for this locker room. That's the big knock against him, right? I mean, Miami let him go. It was obviously a monetary issue, but that wasn't the only thing that we saw as being an issue. We heard rumblings about character concerns. I heard similar things out of Detroit, I believe. Sue is all about Sue is kind of the word coming out of Miami. And it's tough to remain happy when you're losing, when you're performing at the best of your ability, you're in your prime, the years are slipping away, and you're not experiencing team success. I don't know how much a defensive tackle can affect the game in terms of, wins and losses over the course of a season. Certainly, he's had some declining production in traditional statistics over the last few years. You could say that could be a result of double teams. I mean, he's certainly among the best defensive tackles still in the game. But then, the Dolphins around him didn't do a whole lot. So, the character concerns are the big red flag in terms of coming to Tennessee. John Robinson has always been, very big about saying he doesn't want the best 53 guys. He wants the right 53 guys. And to a certain extent, you hear that from every coach, every general manager. But I believe that that's, a guiding principle for the Titans. And, I don't know that he's a fit here. Now, his former defensive line coach in Miami is here. And if Sue were actually a cancer in the locker room, I don't imagine that he would have vouched for him and they would have brought him in here for a free agent visit. So perhaps that's a little bit overblown. Beyond that, he's still a very, very good player. It's just a matter of how much money he's going to command.
We are talking to Jason Wolf, Titans beat writer for the Tennessean. Jason, let's get to the big off-the-field drama, the Twitter spat between Deion Sanders and Kevin Byard. From the Titans' perspective, what do you make of the way Byard fired back at Deion Sanders, and is this any extra incentive, any extra motivation to prove doubters wrong and to build in 2018?
Well, I mean, everybody is pretty much in agreement who I've heard from and spoken to is that, Deion was totally off base, right?
No question. Jason, he looks clueless.
I mean, you can have your opinion about who's the best safety in the game, right? But then when you fire back and say, you continue to be a fan and I'll keep being the man and you're talking to the first team all-pro safety, free safety, and you're a Hall of Fame guy who played in the secondary who is now a paid analyst on NFL Network. I mean, that's a pretty bad look. The Titans, I think, look, Kevin Byard is who he is. He's a great guy. He's outspoken. He's supremely confident to begin with. I mean, I first met him down at the Senior Bowl, obviously. He's been around Middle Tennessee for years. given, you know, given his time at MTSU. But the Titans love who he is as a player, as a person, the character, the outspokenness. Look, he didn't just get into, like, a Twitter fight. There was nothing nasty about it. He was showing respect to Honey Badger. He was showing respect to Deion Sanders. He's just like, look, man, the stats and the video don't match up. How can you make this comment? Oh, by the way, I'm a current player. So, yeah, you know, Kevin said that he took, you know, the slight from Deion. He actually took a screenshot of it. It's now his lock screen on his phone. For a man who did not need any extra motivation coming up in all-pro season, which included, by the way, a Pro Bowl snub. He only got in as an alternate, which was kind of wild after leading the NFL in takeaways. It's all the motivation he needs. I mean, it's just it's a bad look for Deion, and you know, it's just fuel of the fire for Kevin Byard and the rest of the Titans. And you know what? It was pretty cool to see so many players from across the league, including Jalen Ramsey, rush to Byard's defense.
Jason, what's interesting is about this Sue conversation, a big part of it has been, hey, how can this team find an identity on defense? And I think Dick LeBeau was that identity for a couple of years, and now that he's gone, it's not a huge star-studded team, but Kevin Byard has the makeup, in my opinion, of somebody that could create that identity, that Ray Lewis type of leadership, Ed Reed guy, that he's fiery, he plays the game with passion, he talks a lot, and but he does it in a funneled, effective way. Is he the guy that, let's say Ndamukong Suh doesn't come here, is he the guy that you think the Titans should be looking to develop into that leader and that identity on defense?
Yes, absolutely. And not only from an attitude point of view, but from intelligence perspective as well. You know, he is a leader out there on defense. He knows everything about every position. He knows where guys are supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there, reads the entire field. He's outspoken. He's a perfect team leader. Kevin Byard's the guy that you want. And, you know, that's one of the reasons. It was his intelligence and it was his demeanor that attracted the Titans to him, right from the jump. When they went down there and met with him at Middle Tennessee before the draft, remember, this guy wasn't even invited to the combine after leading the school in interceptions. The career school record. So they went down there. Dick LeBeau went down there. They sat in the classroom with him all day, you know, did board work, and they came away so impressed. They went and they got him at the top of the third round. So, yeah, they've envisioned him being one of, if not the leader on defense from the moment they took him.
Jason Wolf from the Tennessean is our guest here on Morning Drive. And Jason, it's Chase. Hope you're doing well. I've been reading your grades about free agency, and I still look at wide receiver as a position that I think this team needs to address. I know that the hope is Corey Davis and Taywan Taylor, they will improve in year two. Tajae Sharp coming off the injury and basically going into his second year after missing last year. That's a very young receiver room. I kind of feel they need to add a veteran presence in there with Harry Douglas and Eric Decker moving on. What do you think?
Well, you know, Rashard is still a very strong number two. He's a veteran guy. Deion Lewis's impact may be felt more in the passing game than in the run game. He's certainly going to help as far as the passing game goes, being a threat to catch the ball out of the backfield. You know, they could. They're not going to check every single box all offseason as far as getting a veteran leader goes. It's not like you're going to find that guy in the draft. You know, you want a veteran leader, he has to be a free agent. And then to what extent is that guy going to contribute? I think Eric Decker is still a viable option if they want to bring him back. He hasn't signed anywhere yet. But I think they just really hoping to see the current crop of guys develop. I don't get the sense from inside that building that they view the wide receiving core as a problem. I think they have, they believe that they have the right mixture, they have the right ingredients, and they just have to allow that to, you know, coalesce, basically. They need to let these guys grow together. And we saw Corey Davis begin to emerge toward the end of last season. You know, if he can continue on that trajectory, Rashard Matthews can continue to be a very strong number two. You know, Taywan Taylor and Tajae Sharp, you know, Tajae Sharp returns. Those guys contribute in the slot. They got Deion Lewis coming out of the backfield. I think that's a really good mixture right there. They could use a little bit more depth. I don't know that they're going to find that veteran leader, the Andre Johnson or the Eric Decker, to come in and kind of show these guys the way. I think it might be their time now to take the reins themselves.
Jason, do you have any idea how to describe what Matt LaFleur's offense is going to look like?
You know, it's tough because while he was the offensive coordinator last year with the Rams, he did not call any plays. Now, we see the systems that he's come out of, right? Like, we saw what the Rams were able to accomplish last year. The season before that, when he was the quarterback's coach in Atlanta, the year they went to the Super Bowl, we saw what they were able to do. I think that the running backs are going to play a much bigger role as receiving threats. I think that's going to be the primary change, and I think we're going to see a lot more tempo. You know, they're going to play to Marcus Mariota's strengths. They're going to get him in positions where he can succeed and be his most effective. And we've seen that happen over the last couple of years, predominantly in the no huddle. That doesn't mean that they go no huddle all the time, but I think maybe you see a little bit more tempo, a little bit more of a quicker pace out of this offense moving forward.
Jason, good spot, man. We appreciate the time. Thank you very much, and hope to talk to you down the line.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me, guys.
You got it. Jason Wolf covers the Titans for the Tennessean. Is your bracket busted already? Well, we have another bracket challenge for you with the official 102.5 The Game 16-team bracket challenge. It's brought to you by the Volunteer Hose and Gasket and Midtown Express Pharmacy. Sign up at thegamenashville.com today, and you could win a PlayStation 4 Pro.
Ooh,
how about that? When we come back, is there too much football? Kale, how can you say that? Too much football, are you crazy? We will explain coming up next on Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.